Sechel Parapar came Mishnah Aleph. Hamevi kli cheret lechatos toivel velon ala kishon. Somebody who's going to a potter to bring back an earthenware kli that's going to be used for the paraduma. He's going to put the water for the paraduma inside that kli. Before he goes to pick up the kli, he must immerse himself in the mikvah, even if he had not previously become tamei. The chacham were very machmir for everything that's used for the paraduma, and therefore he has to immerse himself before he goes. And when he gets there, he has to stay there overnight, guarding the kishon, guarding the furnace in which the earthenware kli is inside that furnace. And he has to go ahead and guard the earthenware kli even before it's completed while still in the furnace. And we want to make sure that he is guarding it from the very moment that it is completed. As a kli is not mekabel tuma until it is completed, so therefore he has to make sure he is there at the moment it is completed, that he is guarding the kli from that moment on to make sure that it did not become tummy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af min habayis who may be the kosher. Shakon emanim alachatos. Rabbi Yehuda said it is not necessary for him to guard the kli from the moment it is completed. He can go to the potter's house and pick up the kli, even though it had already been previously completed, as even if the potter is an amaretz, an ignorant person, he is believed to say that he guarded the kli to make sure it did not become tummy. As everybody, even Amaratzim, our Neman, are believed to say that something that's going to be used for the Chatas, for the Paraduma, is Tar. As that is evident, the Chachamim gave Nemanis, they put trust, even in Amaratzim, for things that are going to be used for Hegdish, such as Yayin that's going to be used for Nesachim, and Shemin that is going to be used for Menachos. The reason being that Chachamim were afraid if we did not put trust in Amaratzim, they will no longer listen to the Chachamim. And they will build a bama la'asmo. They won't bring their kachim to the Beit HaMikdash. Instead, they'll build their own bama and bring their own kachim on the bama, which is a chi of karetz. So therefore, the Chachamim put their trust in them in order to avoid the Amaratzim separating themselves from the rest of Klal Yisrael. And so too, they gave them manis. They put trust into Amaratzim for things that will be used for the Paraduma as well. And the Chachamim were afraid that if we do not put trust in them, they will not use our paraduma, they'll burn their own paraduma. They will separate themselves from the kli. A coin is going to bring an earthenware kli from the potter to be used to put truma in that kli. It's not as stringent as the kli that's going to be used for the paraduma, so therefore he doesn't have to sleep overnight and guard the kli from the moment it's completed, but he does have to make sure that he gets the kli from the furnace. He has to open up the furnace and take the kli from the furnace. He has to make sure that the kli was not touched by the Ama Aretz from the time it was completed in the furnace. So therefore, he can only take a kli that's still in the furnace and that has dust in it to make sure that it has not been touched by the Ama Aretz from the time that it's completed. As even though he doesn't have to guard it from the moment it's completed, he has to make sure it has not been touched from the moment it's completed. So he would open up the furnace and check and find an earthenware kli that still had dust on it, and that would prove to him that it had not been touched by the Ama Aretz from the moment that it's complete. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Menaseder Hasheni, Rabbi Yezi Aymer Menaseder Hashlishi. Rabbi Shimon said, when the coin opens up the furnace to take an earthenware kli from the potter to be used to put truma in it, he should not take a kli from the first row in the furnace, as maybe the kam in the first row were touched by the Amaris. Instead, he should take a kli from the second row, as most likely, if the Amaris touched a kli in the kibshan, he would touch a kli from the first row, not from the second row. And Rabbi Yossi is even more machmer. He says that the coin should take a kli from the third row, not from the first two rows. As maybe the Amaris opened up the kibshon, opened up the furnace, and took out temporarily a kli from the first row to check it. And then he put it back, and when he put it back, he inadvertently touched a kli from the second row as well. So therefore, the coin should reach back into the third row and take a kli from the third row to be used to put truma in it. Somebody's immersing a kli that is to be used for the chatzah. This kli is going to be used for the paraduma to do the kiddush of the eifer of the paraduma. Meaning he's going to put the spring water in this kli and then put the ashes of the paraduma into the spring water. That's called kiddush. And since he's going to use this kli for the kiddush of the paraduma, he has to immerse the kli in a mikvah first, even if the kli had not become tameh. That is a din, that a kli that is to be used for the paraduma must be immersed in a mikvah first. We're talking about a kli other than an earthenware kli. And he's being matzful the kli in water that's not fit for the kiddush, as only spring water is good for kiddush. And he's being matzful the kli in regular main mikvah, not in spring water. So he has to make sure to dry off the water from the main mikvah before you put spring water in the kli, as we don't want the spring water to get mixed up with water from the mikvah. But mayim shehem ruin lekadesh, ain no tzarich lenaget. But if it's immersed in the kli and water that is fit for the kiddush, is immersed in the kli and spring water, in such a case, he does not have to dry off the kli after he immersed it. He can put the spring water straight into the kli. And since it's immersed in the kli and spring water, it doesn't matter if a little bit of that water gets mixed in with the spring water that is used for the kiddush. Im la haysev l'toichon mayim mekudashim benkachu benkach tzarich lenaget. But if he is using this kli not to use the actual kli for the kiddush, he wants to use this kli to put in the water that had already become kadosh into this kli, meaning to say he's going to use a different kli to put the spring water in and then to put the ashes into the water. And only after the ashes are already in the water is he going to put that water together with the ashes into this kli. He's going to transfer the water together with the ashes into this kli. So he's not doing the actual kiddush in this kli. His first being makadesh the eifer by putting into the spring water in a different kli. And after that, transferring they're already Makudish Mayim into this kli. In such a case, when he immerses this kli, whether he immersed it in water that's fit for kiddush, meaning he immersed it in spring water, or whether he immersed the kli in water that is not fit for kiddush, any water other than spring water, he must dry it out before he transferred the already Makudish Mayim into this kli. The reason being is that even if he immersed the kli in spring water, when he transfers the already Makudish water into this kli, if there's a little bit of spring water left in this kli, that will passel the Mayim Mekudashim. The reason being is that the din is that any extra water that is added to the water that had already been Mekudash would topple that water. So therefore, he must dry off all the water after he immersed, and only then can he transfer the already Mekudash water into this.